Oh, look at that. Fuck you. It worked this time, bitch. You want to learn how to snowboard? You know who can teach you? James. James knows how to snowboard.
I don't know how to shit.
James knows how to snowboard. He can fucking teach you, bro. He's like half of a professional snowboarder.
What? Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yo, fuck that. I really want to ask you. Did you see what Brady did?
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched the second half because her uncle was in the motherfucking game and kind of got his ass kicked. He's a special teams coach.
Oh, special teams coach? All right, so.
Here we go with the conspiracy theory.
No. You know, and this is fucking hysterical, okay? I finally realized I only hate Tom Brady as much as I do because my buddy Mike sucks his dick. Like, he's such a dick rider for Brady. It's fucking hysterical.
Shout out to Mike for giving Brady head.
So, he wasn't like frustrated. The Astros cheated against the Yankees.
Brady, I don't know.
That Sosa and Bonds and McGuire all juiced to hit the records, right?
Yeah, but everybody. But wait. You're passing up like a really important fact to the whole record thing in baseball. Everybody was fucking juicing.
Right.
Everybody. Right, they all were. I know. I'm just saying because you're putting it in with this class of cheaters. They weren't cheaters. Right. They were playing by the rules that they were given, which was don't do steroids, quote unquote.
Right. But okay. So what I'm getting with this is that he can admit that as long as it's not a team he supports or likes, if they cheated, they cheated.
Oh, well, because he's a dick. That's the whole point.
He can't admit that the Patriots cheated.
I don't know anything about this, but did they cheat?
Somehow, in the first half against the Colts 1 year, the balls were underinflated. They're playing in Foxborough. It's cold.
How underinflated?
To a point where it was not within league regulations.
How wide are the league regulations on inflation of football?
It's like a point. Three or four here or there, depending on up or down.
Okay, depending on how cold it is, you could lose it.
I think you can. There's not a penalty for that, but if you underinflate it, obviously you're making it easier to catch the ball.
Yeah, if you overinflate it, they'll just bounce into your face.
So, the second half came around after one of the Colts players, I think it was an interception or some shit. Somehow the Colts players realized, hey, Brady's footballs are fucking underinflated. This is bullshit. So, second half comes along. The balls are at regulation, weight, and PSI. They still shit on them. He cannot admit that the Patriots cheated in that game, whether it was the fucking ball boy, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Will not admit that they cheated, but we all know that Brady is the best quarterback in the last 20 years and didn't need to cheat to win.
I just want to point this out. He's the greatest quarterback of all time, and he proved it. He proved it. No.
I used to unwillingly admit that, but the sport's not done being played, though.
It's not done being played. Okay, so I get what you're saying. He's the greatest quarterback that anybody has ever seen so far.
Right. Okay. I agree with that.
That is what I mean to say, though. And my only, I'm not a football fan, but if I was, I would not be a Patriots fan. No. I would not be a Brady fan. I would want everybody in the world to smash that man. But I'm not a football fan, so I don't care. So this is my take on this. Tom Brady. It doesn't matter who you put him with.
It doesn't.
He needs one person. But see, that's the thing. He needs one person. Last year, he needs Gronk.
Right.
That's it. And that's all we saw.
Right.
Was Antonio Brown in the game?
He was. He was? There was altercations back and forth. I think it was Tyrann Mathieu and AB.
That was Antonio and Brown. Brady. Yeah. I couldn't find Brown on the drafts, so I didn't
Brady
play him.
Was like, Mathieu said something. Tyrann Mathieu said some shit to him because, Honey Badgers don't give a fuck. And Brady said some shit back to him. And then on the very next play, he was like, basically, like, let me fake you out. Like, you can't cover me. Like, I'm going to score on you.
Yeah.
The very next throw, Brown does, like, a little zig route in the end zone and catches it for a touchdown on Tyrann Mathieu. Like,
that whole game was
Mahomes
fucking great.
Front line was all jumbled around. They were missing one of their best offensive linemen.
They were missing their head coach.
Well, I mean, Andy Reid's.
It doesn't matter. He's your head coach. Right. If you're missing that, you're missing a key point. And your special teams coach was a guy running the whole show for you.
Andy Reid was there for the Super Bowl.
Are you sure? Yeah.
So what happened was one of their guards or some shit was out. One of the guards or the tackles. So
didn't he get into a car accident like 2 days before the Super Bowl?
I don't think it was him. I don't know.
Where's my phone? Give me my phone.
Either way, Mahomes' line was just shit. They couldn't do anything. But you run two deep safeties and you blitz a corner or an extra man.
What was
and it? You're cutting Tyreek off.
What was the coach's name?
Andy Reid. R-E-I-D, I believe.
Yeah, okay. So he was the linebacker coach.
Oh, okay.
The guy. That's the guy I would have to.
Okay.
His son.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Brady had a decent stat line for the game.
I hate to break it to you. It doesn't matter.
Bucs defense is what put him down. But see, here's the thing. Last year when he was still on the Patriots, who did he throw the ball to? He didn't have any. He had Gronk, which was meh.
Which Gronk, to be fair, in the Super Bowl, Gronk normally only catches one or two good ones.
Game. Yeah. But last year they lost to the Titans in what, I think it was the divisional round, and he had nobody to throw it to. You can't have the best quarterback in the time being and have no one to throw it to.
Okay, but this is my whole point. This is my whole point.
And you give him players
all of these numbers, they mean nothing when you're up at halftime 21-9 and then you don't let them score for the rest of the game. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Tom Brady, the first quarterback to ever play a Super Bowl
in his home stadium and now that he's
and wins.
Tampa, I believe, has two rings now total.
But the whole point I wanted to talk about had nothing to do with the game. Yeah. Did you see what he did after the game? Did you see how fucking drunk that man got?
That's unprofessional.
That is, no, fuck you. That's 1 year in Florida, baby. Whoop, whoop. Brady's a Florida man.
All right.
Brady's a Gator boy now. Brady's a Gator boy. I don't care.
Snack mask that looks like Gonzo's fucking nose.
He also walked into the Super Bowl. He was like, I'm not wearing a mask into the fucking Super Bowl. Y'all can suck my dick. And I loved that.
And then he goes,
hold on, wait a second. I already have six of these trophies at home. I'm going to throw this one off a boat. I'm going to throw it off a boat. Let's see who can catch it. That was fucking great. Did you see that, you silent motherfucker? No?
No.
Okay.
I think Brady on the boat was better than Odell on the boat.
Oh, Brady on the boat was the best. Now let's get to what I really wanted to talk to. Let's open this with the Gorilla Glue Girl.
No shot.
No, dude. So hold on. Let's pause this. Let's say, okay, all that shit is fake, so we're not even going to talk about that. But you see her head?
Yeah.
She didn't have the Got to Be Glue hairspray. She sprayed Gorilla Glue
on her actual hair.
On her actual hair. And now she's...
I'd rather shoot myself than try to remedy that.
No. This is the problem. She didn't just do this. When she did this, she waited a month and then said, well, I don't know what to do. Let me turn to TikTok.
No shot. She waited a whole ass month with this.
I think it was longer.
That's awesome.
She wants to sue Gorilla Glue.
That's just ignorance.
She's never going to win. I want to see her try.
Pull me up a container of Gorilla Glue. I'm going to look this up because I want to see the warning label.
It's like the spray.
McDonald's needed to put caution hot on their fucking coffee mugs.
Well, I always thought that was done. So, all right, James, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna play it because this one's pretty bad. This is her. That's her head now.
Oh no.
See it? Bald. Yeah, she's bald. It all came off. She had to have a surgery. She had to have a whole procedure to get this done.
So like, I know Gorilla Glue is literally.
Bro, it's like mixing cement and putting it on your fucking head. Like, yeah, I use that stuff. I use that stuff to make sure insulation doesn't pass through the duct at work. There is, but the problem is it's like nail polish remover.
Wait a minute, hold on. They actually made a statement about this.
Yes, they did. They had to.
We are aware of the situation. We're very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident that Ms. Brown experienced using our spray adhesive on her hair. This is a unique situation because this product is not indicated for use in or on hair as it is considered permanent. Our spray adhesive states on the warning label, do not swallow, do not get in eyes, skin, or on clothing. It is used for craft, home, auto, or office projects to mount things to surfaces such as paper, cardboard, wood, laminate, and fabric. We are glad to see in a recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical facility and wish her the best.
They should have said, listen, you dumb bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you stupid? How fucking dumb are you? You're fucking retarded. I don't care what anybody... I don't care. You're dumb.
I feel like, what's that other one? That
give her $500 and she'd be happy. Let her go to court, pay thousands of dollars in lawyer fees, and give her $500. She'd be like, I got $500 from the Gorilla Glue.
I feel like that's a racy statement, but I feel like...
She's just dumb. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's black, bro.
Right, but I feel like we need to address it. It's 2020.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck. There's five people listening to the show, and none of them are going to go, oh, he's being racist. Because they're not retarded.
Is ignorant.
Huh?
Ignorant.
Ignorant is ignorant.
Yes, it is. Ignorant is ignorant. All right, but like, oh my God. I can't believe that. See, this is why I did not want you to look anything up. There's a video up here that I wanted to watch and now it's gone. And this fucking fat bald fuck is here. Now I gotta go look it up. Because I'm lazy. Have you guys seen the trailer for Kong vs. Godzilla?
No, I have not.
Just so everybody knows, I'm really obsessed with this one. I've talked about it in the last two or three episodes. Not of like the modern day, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the final fight from Skull Island.
Yeah. But yeah, so Kong vs. Godzilla. I got a little bit more backstory. Yeah. Supposedly, everybody's wondering why Kong is the same size as Godzilla, and I want everybody to know it's because he was sleeping under the earth at the same place that those things from Kong Skull Island were sleeping that made them so big.
Yeah.
So he's just got radiation.
Yeah.
And he's just big from radiation. He's got cancer.
Makes sense.
I think that's pretty fucked up. But I wanted to watch the extended version, and you kind of fucked me.
It'd be better if he was smaller. And then,
he climbed him?
No, like Kong jitsed fucking Godzilla. Like, really
Kong did jujitsu?
Yeah.
We want Kong to do jujitsu? I'm down. I'm totally down to see a Kong Godzilla like, jujitsu match.
Rear naked choke.
Click on that one and then go to the shit pull below it.
This one?
No, the next one over the left. And then go down.
There's like an extended cut one.
Yeah.
I can't play the sound to this one though.
That's DMCA, bro.
I'm not on video though, so it doesn't really matter. I don't really care. So I want to get into the shit with this one though. Yo, tomorrow night, my favorite fighter in UFC fucking history is fighting. And I know everybody's going to be like, well, that's retarded. You're not a real MMA fan. But it's Kamaru Usman. And neither one of you really understand why I said that. It's because he's a wrestler. And he just holds people down on the ground and punches them in the face a lot. But here's the thing.
Who did he recently fight?
Huh?
Who did he fight?
He fought Masvidal and beat him up for five rounds. Yeah. And then before that, he broke Colby Covington's jaw. Wrong. And before that, he raped Tyron Woodley for five rounds.
Wait, which one was the one where the guy just came back off of there was a death or some shit and
Oh my god. Why don't I remember his name?
He fought Usman, right?
No, that guy was a heavyweight. That was a heavyweight. These are welterweights. But Usman fights Burnsy, baby. He fights Greeno.
It's only okay when we do it.
Why aren't you talking, you silent bitch?
Ow.
Are you too stoned? I think he's too stoned.
Maybe.
He's too stoned to be on the show.
No, honestly, I was thinking deep thoughts.
Walt Harris. It's Walt Harris. What deep thoughts? What are you thinking about?
What would be easier to learn? How to ski or how to snowboard?
Ski.
Ski.
It's not that deep. You got two legs separate. Gives you more control. And you have poles. What do you, like, solved problems. Right there. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
You're going to become a skier.
You do one of these with your feet.
Oh, yeah.
He's not pigeon-toed.
Pizza and french fry.
Pizza and french fry. So you learned how to ski?
No, I'm aware of the terminology.
How are you aware of the terminology? Where did you learn it from?
That episode of South Park.
Fantastic.
Where pizza and
fucking
french fries.
Great.
South Park's the best for everything.
Oh my god. I swear to god, you have a problem.
You watch the pandemic special?
No, I don't fucking watch South. I don't even watch TV, guys.
Me neither.
Like, there's like none of the shows that I watch are actually on TV. They're all like Netflix only stuff. All
right. So, speaking of Netflix, WandaVision.
Okay. WandaVision.
First three episodes, totally Brady Bunch. And I'm like, eh.
That was the point.
Somebody told me to stick it out and watch it. I will.
That was the point, though.
My mindset already going into that
was why I waited till the fifth episode.
So, I already knew, like, all right, she's just off in her own little fucking world that she, like, is controlling people.
Give me that.
That's the mindset I had going into it. But I was like, all right, this is real.
You did it too slow, you fucking idiot.
And then episode 4.
Never mind.
And
Fully down.
Yeah, I like it. I like what they're doing. Yeah. Is that scientist chick with the glasses the same one from the Thor movie? Is that the assistant?
I don't remember. Can somebody grab this from him?
Just letting him, like, make
no, noise and shit. Just be a little bit professional, you two fucking potheads.
I tried.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Listen, I'm gonna. I've
thought about trying.
I've been wanting to do this since before you moved in. Your biggest enemy is your fucking self because you think fear, I can't do anything. You're a fucking homeowner. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I know.
This is a really, really sideways segue, but I had a whole conversation in my head on the way home today with this fat fuck, and I'm just gonna just say it. You're a homeowner before me and before him. I'm 29.
Too.
No, he's not. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm the youngest one here, you fat fuck.
I'm fat.
He's not fat. He's
That's why I called doughy. Him that, you crackhead.
I'm doughy?
Doughy. Like, all right.
That's a new one. Hold on.
Oh my God.
I'm
you gotta,
doughy.
You just gotta believe in yourself, dumbass. You, know you really do. And I've said it a few times, but you're never fucking listening to me. You just gotta be like, I can do this. Because he gets stoned talking to me at night. And then he's like, I can't get up. I can't. I don't know how to walk. I haven't done it for 35 years. I don't know how to do it. 35. I'm 35 years old, and I don't know how to walk. I'm very afraid of getting up because I'm too high. You did this to me.
It's intimidating.
You did this to me. Like, every fucking day. He did do it to himself. He hangs out with me. Every fucking day, and I'm like, you can't walk? Really? Because you own a house, bitch. Shut the fuck up and get up. Like...
Like, I got up, I get up.
Yeah, but it's like, you always do this thing, like the simplest thing. You're like, I can't do that. I'll have a heart attack. That's the best one. I'll have a heart attack.
It's like my friend Mike, he's just a total pacifist.
You want to know what I do?
I think that's the right word I'm looking for, pacifist.
You want to, yeah, it might be. You want to know what I do? I have a nice long drive to work, so I cry on the way to work. And then when I get there, I feel like I'm indestructible. This isn't a lie. This
is in Jersey.
Well, I would cry if I had to work in Jersey too.
Right? Buddy, my drive's worse. Where smoke comes from. No. It's the feet. It's the dying toe. That big toe is falling off slowly.
You know, if you get amputated, you can't walk because your balance is off. Is it your big toe or your pinky toe?
It's big toe.
But I cry, and then on the way, I start motivating myself, and I tell myself I can do anything and be something anybody. There. No, because then I'll crash, because it just always ice out.
You just look up. You just look up.
I'm ugly.
Is it like a classy cry? Like
I'm like having a panic attack. Like... I'm like, I fucking suck at everything.
And then you turn around and be like, yo, I'm the shit fucking...
I just slap myself like four times. This is 5 days a week. This isn't even a joke. And then I tell her about it, and she's like, why didn't you call me? And I'm like, because I got this. Don't worry. Like, and by the time I get to work, I'm like, I could do anything. And then you want to know what I do? I squat like 400 pounds at work. And you want to know what? My back is falling apart, but it's all fucking good. Because I can pick your fat ass up any day of the week.
Do they give you one of those bracy things?
No.
What
do
you mean? You
should get one of those bracy things.
Lifting that might make it better.
No.
It's going to fuck you up a little bit.
No. You're not getting it. We screwed in a piece of metal. Right, and then they were like, "Hold this up in the air." It was like 400 pounds, so I got down as low as I could and just lifted and just stood there. And I was like, "I got this." Fuck.
You drink hot coffee on the way to work?
Yeah.
How many times did you almost shit yourself?
I shit before I went to work today. It was fucking horrible.
Let me tell you, straddling and squatting.
Probably
like
chewing
that,
something because you guys suck.
It ain't me, dude.
Oh God, damn it, crunchy. Your fucking feet, dude. Oh my God.
Sorry.
I don't know if that was his foot or just a toenail.
You were right here on my feet. Mine aren't that.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to fucking throw up.
It just happened. It's my accident. But you did it.
I think we can put... Well,
I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm actually going to... I got this. I'm just trying to pay him money to let me pull that fucking thing off with a fucking pair of pliers.
Do it while he's sleeping.
No, I'll never sleep again.
That's true. Don't do it while he's sleeping.
I will stay curled in an ass ball in the
bro,
corner.
Bro, no. Listen, I don't even go in the bathroom every day. I take a shower and I run into shit. Listen, I come in here every morning to make sure everything's off. And every day, he goes to sleep up here on the couch.
He's up on the floor.
Hell,
bro.
And he's not like he's on the floor going to the tent. He's going the opposite fucking way. So we make a team and cross them.
Is this out too?
No, no.
Sometimes. I'm sleeping sometimes. In a sleeping bag.
Yeah, she's you know,
deals with that chair's not feet. That bad, but there's a weight limit.
He's not allowed to sit in this. Okay. This is my gaming chair.
Totally yeah.
Like, hey, sad. Honest question. Have you jerked off in my house?
No.
Ah, okay, go.
Can't relate, bro.
You got James did.
Sorry.
James did while I was on vacation.
I really want to learn how to ski.
Why do you want to learn how to ski?
I think it would be cool.
I thought you wanted to learn how to use a 3D printer.
I do, but I'm afraid that...
What? You're not afraid of something with skiing, but you're afraid of a 3D printer?
No, the electrical with the circuit box being ancient.
The circuit box is completely up to date. It is just a different type of...
fuses.
Okay, so what? It's still clean and nice. Who the fuck cares? And if you want, we can upgrade that for cheap.
Do you have safety outlets in the important areas of your home?
This house is being completely upgraded right now. It's all getting getting all of that. And that's my point. Like he's worried about running two 3D printers that probably are low energy. They're probably efficient.
Listen, I'm telling you, I know a guy that can help with your home improvements.
Yeah.
He's got a fairly
Why didn't
price.
You mention this last week?
Yeah, like last
I totally
week.
Totally brought up Carl.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, so yo, get Carl's
Carl
phone number.
That with his house. He has a mobile home. Remember I said behind the mall?
Oh, yeah, you did. Uh-huh, you did. Listen, I got brain damage. Fuck off.
So, yeah, you know.
You guys are pothead. I have brain damage. It's all good. fat lip on a coffee, question. And we don't have coffee. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Here's a question. I have a question for you.
Can I answer?
Not you. This one. Why the fuck does it look like you took a machete and just cut off your fingernails one at a time?
Do you bite them?
No, I can't.
He doesn't have top teeth.
Okay. Did you know that you can only bite up, you cannot bite down?
It doesn't matter. You still need something for them to
but
press
like
against.
But like your top teeth don't go down
move.
Your bottom. Yeah.
Okay, what's with you in like weird thoughts today? Because you've been at my house for like an hour and the things that you have said... They've actually like this whole right, baby well, breathing in the belly thing.
That's so that's
that was like a weird. That was a weird one. That
bro,
was weird.
Really
that was weird. Talking to my
video
wife
in high school. I didn't watch the baby birth. Video.
I didn't go to high school, so like I didn't even know that there was a baby birthing video. That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, not cool. I caught the fucking hair and the baby's head coming out.
I'm excited about it. The first time me seeing that is it like my wife and my kid, and I'm glad I didn't see
C-section
that. C-section
or
natural? C-section. That fuck. This shit's getting scheduled. We got a date and a time. We got things to do.
My buddy just had this kid on Friday.
My buddy's actually having a baby in May too. He's having his daughter.
I knew like obviously like you know,
might be a baby
the baby's
April.
Developed in the womb and it's a
but
living
like,
breathing.
But like, how does
thing,
it? How does it
but,
breathe through the umbilical cord? Like, what the fuck?
All right, so that's what I didn't understand because as people who have been born came out of the womb, or whatever you know, came out of the mother, we can't just.
Do you think
ourselves.
That there are clones out there?
No, I'm saying we can't just submerge ourselves and be okay.
Don't brush over this question. Do you think that there are clones walking around in the world right now?
I mean, they clone sheep, but that's about it.
Human clones. I know they clone dogs all the time. You can pay for it. You gotta go to Switzerland. I looked it up.
I mean, with the technology, you never know.
I know that if it's not possible, they're close. But I know that it's never gonna be allowed. So, okay. But do you think that, like, he could be a clone?
Who would clone me?
Well, your father's stupid, so he might try and clone himself, and then the clone turn against him.
Alright, that's...
At a young age, friend. That's what I'm saying.
But if he's so dumb, how would he even clone himself?
He found a scientist while he was in Vietnam. Like, he did, you know, he was in the wars. Right. Yeah, back in Nam, in 83.
Me, scientist!
You almost didn't, man.
Oh my god. Oh look, speaking of that type of thing.
Chinese
close enough. Wall. Close enough.
But yes, back to the child.
This whole yeah. But
so when we come out of the womb, I'm single, bro. I ain't got no kids.
But the way you were leading to it and the way you said it, it seemed like you thought clones were real.
No, not that. No, I was going more towards the fact that like as people.
But you never knew that?
I never knew that, like, their functions weren't their own. There was the
I didn't know how to put it into words, like, at all, because I don't know. But, like, I know that, like, they breathe through the fluid.
Right. But, like, the mother's pumping their heart, and they don't need the air, the oxygen. Yeah,
they don't need nothing because the mother's blood is oxygenated.
Okay, their system, and she said,
yeah, no. There's a lot.
It alleviates the lungs, and you breathe the oxygen through your lungs for the first time.
Smack in the butt.
Big bang.
Jesus.
Which is phenomenal, but, like, that raises a lot of questions.
I like what?
You don't need a woman to have a child.
Okay.
That's a little sci-fi-ish.
Why,
like,
don't you need a woman to have a child?
Because
we're going to hit this full spectrum right now. We got 5 minutes.
She mentioned something about artificial, in biblical course, to nutrient a baby when if they can't. Like,
yeah, but they're breathing for themselves.
Right, at that point. But we could have the science to recreate that, right?
We don't have the science to create, as far as I know,
no, like
artificial amniotic fluid.
Being conceived
I know what you're saying, but I don't think we have. I think that you need the actual female body to make the amniotic fluid, and that is what's helping the baby breathe.
Okay, but then couldn't you also?
I'm also dropped out in eighth grade, guys, so don't fucking get mad if I get this wrong. Okay.
I think that's accurate. But
I'm hoping.
Then also, couldn't you just recreate that same with the proper nutrients and proteins and all that shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the problem is we have things like heart disease, cancer, AIDS, and stuff.
But you can fix that. I watched the end of The 100 again, and
this is his fucking. He's watching fake TV shows, and he's like, "That could fucking work, dude. They did that on a computer and made it an image, and we're good."
Think about it, right? If they had artificial sacs to birth a child, right? And as it's developing in this sac, you notice a deformity. It's a lot easier to correct the deformity there than in a mother's womb.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I just went off left field.
Give me a second.
Like Matrix-style stuff?
That's where I went in the beginning, but right? Now... Hold on. The problem is once you break the sac and the amniotic fluid out, you're fucked.
So that also brings up a question of then it's not possible to, like you said, you needed that fluid in the beginning to create and all the baby and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And like, so then you couldn't take a baby that has been processed in the womb enough to artificially be grown.
Probably not. There's just probably stupid people that don't like abortions that say stuff like that.
Oh.
But like, you know what I mean? Like anti-abortioners.
Yeah.
They say stupid things like they take your baby when you have an abortion and they use it for experiments. Probably not. They probably use the stem cells to like help people's knees and shit.
Which is cool.
I'm totally for that. That's why I don't understand why abortions aren't federally legal.
So my topic on that, and as men, we really have no say.
I don't think we should vote on it, but I think it should be legal so that I can get my knees fixed. I mean, stem cells should be legal too, though. FDA approved. I don't know.
Only for the rich, just for the rich, you know. So,
Joe Hogan.
I don't know. My opinion on abortion is like human beings among a handful of other species fuck for fun. Every other living.
Yeah, wait, we're not. It's not a handful. It's literally like
the mammals.
Yeah, some mammals, and none of them walk upright except
us
for one. And monkeys, besides us.
But I should have epiphany about that song. The do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Okay.
So all right, but listen.
Real quick, stop.
Yep.
Stop. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsor. And I'm back with James and Crunchy. I got them both milk. Well, I got Crunchy milk so he can calm the fuck down a little bit because he's a little out there right now.
Do it now.
Yeah. See, still there. Okay. Dropping shit everywhere, Christian. Good job. So yeah, we're back, and now I'm just gonna get to this part. Did I show you Alistair Overeem getting beat up?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Bad. Right. Really bad.
Wait. Did you? No.
Did I? Okay. Well, guess what, guys.
We're gonna
go Alistair Overeem versus what's Volkov's last name? First name?
Volkov.
No, that's his last name. That's my. Do you see what comes up now because of you? Do you fucking see what comes up? I'm gonna fuck you up.
You just clear your search history.
I don't know how to do that on this. Like, what do you mean? Oh my god, I'm not doing this way. I'm going the route that I know.
Do it.
Okay, so we're gonna go over Alistair Overeem versus some guy named Volkov because I can't remember his first name, even though I like him. And I thought Alistair Overeem was gonna win this fight. I already bought the pay-per-view, you douche. Yeah,
there's
baby.
A lot of passing of the torch at this one.
I mean, Corey Sandhagen. We're gonna go over Corey Sandhagen's fight because it's really fast. We're definitely gonna watch it. But I'm telling you, wow. Wow. Dude, Corey Sandhagen, of course, it's going to be all past fights of fighters that are on this card. Oh.
I'm in desperate need of candy.
Bro, I really? Really? You just ate.
You don't have no teeth for the candy I got.
Yeah.
But I can make it work.
Dude, do not give him any candy. He just, do you guys hear this?
I'm giving him one. I just want to see what happens.
Oh my God, he's obsessed with these things. He's obsessed with them.
Oh, thank you.
He's obsessed with them. He's upset. You just gave him a stale spree. A stale.
Maybe like Leatherface for Halloween this year?
Wait, what? No. I'm a grown ass man. I don't do Halloween.
That's what I say.
But like, if you wear something, you can walk up to the door with the kids
and get candy. They're not going to give him candy.
No, I'm just fucked up.
If they've got kids, he's not allowed on the property. No, he's not a dot on a map.
Don't do that. Okay, so let's put it this way.
Yes.
Alistair Overeem beat Brock Lesnar fast. Really fast, okay? He
years ago or like when Brock came back?
Like a couple of years ago, I think. Okay. A year or two ago. Kicked up Brock Lesnar in the stomach right after. He was his first fight back after Brock had his stomach surgery. Mm-hmm. And fucked him up. Definitely can't play the volume on this one. Okay. Alistair Overeem versus...
Oh, right. This guy. Yeah. He's a...
Fucking legend, bro. He's got more titles in any... He's got more titles than... Gotta be anybody, because he's got a title in everything but the UFC. And I had my money on Alistair Overeem, because I'm dumb.
Who did he fight recently? We saw that fight.
He fought that guy, Walt Harris, and beat him up.
Right.
That's the guy whose daughter got...
Yes.
Yeah. God damn it. That was horrible. I felt so bad. See what I mean? I bet on Walt Harris. Alistair Overeem fucks him up. I bet on Alistair Overeem. I'm trying to think. Alexander? Alexander Volkov? I don't know. I didn't see it. This is so annoying. I hate when this happens. All right. We gotta go. We got to get to the meat of the situation here, because this is it's not that long of a fight. He's huge. And that back tattoo.
That's crazy.
This guy's back tattoo is insane.
Dedication. That shit hurts.
He probably sat in for one session. Do you see the size of this man?
Oh, yeah.
He probably didn't even feel it. He's like, that's needle? Okay. Whatever. I fight for a living. You think needle hurt me? No. I gotta say, Alistair Overeem didn't even seem right in this fight. Like, he didn't, he was looking for one thing and one thing only, and it was the crack from with the left hand. And, like, I think it was because he couldn't reach him, but, like, he had longer arms. Alistair Overeem, I think, if I'm not mistaken, has longer arms. He's just shorter.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Whatever.
Height plays a big part in it. If you've
Did you just say whatever?
No, I said whatever happened to the give and go. Like, the big looping right hand followed by the single leg or the double leg, like
it's called the game advanced. Now it's two or three punches and then you go for the double or single.
Oh, yeah. I remember like in the Randy Couture days and shit.
Yeah, look, dude, he just
that shit all day.
Volkov just cracked him and like put the fear of God in him and like put him up against the cage without even touching him. He just backed him in. She got fat arms.
She has fat ass, too.
I don't care. Show her this. Show her this. Send her a picture of this.
What's wrong with your finger?
It's been broken many, many times, my friend. I'm a man, okay? What's wrong with your thumb? Have you shown her your thumb?
No. Guys.
Just so we're all clear, I only saw a picture of this girl's face, and like her arm was up against her body, and you could just see like the crack she between the arm and the thing. No. You couldn't even really tell. Like, I just saw like barely any of her shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she was fully clothed. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I don't show and tell.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I used to. No, you know what? Somebody said something to me one day, and I was like, you know what? I'd probably get more ass if I didn't brag about getting ass.
That is very true.
Because if you brag about getting ass before you get the ass, you ain't getting ass.
Oh.
90% of the time.
I hate watching these on YouTube after, because, like...
quality poo-poo.
It's, yeah, they're always zoomed in, so you don't see any of the things, so they don't get kicked.
He's not doing anything, really.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's like he's at the weight limit. That guy's 265 pounds.
Ooh.
So when he hits Alistair Overeem, it is very, very hard. Alistair came in at like 255. He came in at like 265.
Honestly, if I was Alexander there, he went for that back kick, and left his head exposed. He could have one shot. Right in the back of the side of the head.
Just watch. These guys aren't little, man.
Oh, that was the give and go.
There it was, buddy. It's over.
That's right. You won't do it no more, huh?
The whole tempo of the fight just changed. When he went for the give and go, he just cracked him, bro. And that's it. That's it. His bell has been rung. His bell's been rung. And it seems like he knows where he is, because he's such a... Alistair Overeem is such a great veteran. And he's so great at this, and he's done it for so long. Like, I can't imagine that he doesn't know where he is. But, like, it just seems like at that moment, he was like, well, how do I beat that? And all it was a punch to the face. You know? He doesn't see a way in, and you could tell. And, like, Alistair said this was his last run for the belt. Like, I want to see him hold heavyweight gold. But, like, to get past Francis Ngannou or Stipe Miocic, my friend, that's a problem. Anyway, he gets beat up. Okay, because I'm spending way too much time on this one. That's the end of the round. I don't know. What is this? Why do I have Chap-Chan Chow-Tam Honye Baekwa? All right. Oh, I think I'm learning Cantonese.
Where did this even come from?
I've never thought about that on YouTube.
It's an ad.
I know, but like, I've never thought about that on YouTube. A brilliant fucking idea.
Just start a YouTube channel?
No. Use YouTube to learn another language.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. Spanish. If, like, I'm trying to learn. I want to
fuck themselves in Russian so I can't tell my boss.
Do you want me to ask my coworker?
We were talking about this, yeah.
Yeah, I he told me how to say fuck then, your mother, and I don't remember it.
I got the guy over on...
Mother is Mitar, though. Like,
yes.
So, it's...
The guy over on North Clinton, at the corner of the Extra Mart, the garage right there, he's a Middle Eastern.
Well, all right. Alistair Overeem got the shit beat out of him. I'm not saying that. Always, like, so gay. Like, you don't understand. He's not gay, but the fact that you just changed everything about my YouTube
That's a problem, though.
It is a problem.
Because, like, one video
You put on one video. You put on one video. Look. I look up. Look, I'll show you exactly what I look up all the time. Go to my search. You ready? Not going to come up because it's on this. Oh, that's why. I'm not signed in, am I?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm not signed in. Thank God.
Wait, go down. You might be. Oh, you're not. Okay, cool. I'll just say, because if you were, that's just bad. I mean, he's got 3 million followers on YouTube, so, like, I get it. They'll promote his shit.
They'll promote the shit out of him, but my problem is...
four videos in the first two, you know... That's crazy.
Let me ask you, what do you think of this? Kamaru Usman was half a pound over the limit because a champion cannot be a pound over. He has to be 170 pounds on the money. Got to come in champion weight.
Can I be a pound over?
No, you can't.
Half pound's not a pound.
No, you can't be a half pound or a pound. So he was half a pound over. He had to take the mask off to get on weight. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
Do you think that, like, all right, so here's my thing. He has dominated every single person he has faced in the UFC. He's beat up Damian Maia, Tyron Woodley, Colvin Covington, George Masvidal. I mean, he has beat up a lot of people. He's
packing on a few extra pounds. And
well, they always do. They're always, he's like, walking around at about 183 pounds on a good day.
Has he ever performed?
Performed what?
Like, in a bodybuilder show?
No, dude, he's a fucking Olympic wrestler. That, like, he's a fucking collegiate wrestler.
Right, but like, you look at other fighters in UFC, and I don't think
he's from Nigeria.
Well, I mean, that explains a lot. They're being our animals.
He's from Nigeria, and I don't mean like my dad's from Nigeria. He is from that country.
You know, with that much definition on.
Oh yeah, okay. Let me show you the guy he's fighting. Then I'll show you the guy he beat to take the belt. All of them.
What class is this?
Welterweight, baby. Okay. The best of the best. Guys, I don't care what anybody says. There's no weight class like the welterweights.
Well, yeah, that's because you're not
so stacked from top to bottom, baby. Everybody's ready to show up at any fucking given day.
What's the shortest fighter in the welterweight?
Shortest fighter in welterweight. You're asking somebody who's not looking this up right now.
4'11".
Probably.
That's a legal midget. My mom's not.
Illegal.
4'11". Legal midget, right? You're legally a midget at 4'11".
I don't want to watch the whole way. My mom likes
watching little people.
She weird.
Little people.
No, weird. TLC show. Weird. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Shit, have you ever looked at your mom's browser history?
Like to not.
I think you should. If my mom was into little people, I'd be looking at a browser history, bro.
She watches The Bachelor too. She watches that reality shit, right? So she was watching a fucking episode and I said, ooh, midgets on TV.
Midgets!
She was into little people. I said, nah, technically they're dwarfs and or midgets if they're shorter than 4'11".
You want to see the weirdest stare down ever? Continue though. Just look that way when you do it.
So, yeah. So if you're 4'11", you're a legal midget. But I'm saying, at this weight class, if we were in that shape, man, it'd be nice. But
no, because he's like 5'10".
You're like, what, 5'9"?
5'9".
Your wife's taller than you?
She's the same, a little bit shorter. Yeah, these guys used to be training partners. So that's why this fight is so big. But Gilbert had COVID, so.
He looked like he's making faces underneath his mask.
He's not, he's talking. He's saying something. He was saying, couldn't hear him because of the mask. That's why he kept the mask on. Like
bad blood? No.
Friends? He left the division. He left the gym so that he could stay. And he ended up with Trevor Whitman, which is my favorite boxing coach in the UFC for UFC fighters right now. That's also Justin Gaethje's coach, if I'm not mistaken. But like Gilbert is when he comes out tomorrow, he's going to look bigger than that. They're both going to look swollen compared to that. Now
to get
you out of
the
mask. It's a website, dude. What do you mean? You want one? I can get you one. So look. Let's see. Ready? I'll show you. Kamaru Usman had to fight that motherfucker to get the belt. Okay? And he looks bloated because he's way out. He's gonna get beat up in this fight. Gilbert tosses him around in this fight. Right? Yeah, he's the guy Tyron in the red. Woodley, the guy in the red corner. Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley got fucked up against Kamara, bro. Fucked up. That's a title fight that everybody should see. It was a domination for 25 minutes. And then to see that Kamara's got to fight this guy, this is a serious test. It's going to be a real test. It's going to be third title defense. And the first guy that's definitely going to be hanging around on the ground with him in a title match. Tyron didn't want anything in his fight with Kamaru. He didn't want anything in his fight with fucking with Burns either. But then when he fought Colby's also a wrestler, but Colby stood up and boxed with him. And then Masvidal's a boxer, so he boxed with Masvidal. This guy's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
He just kicked the shit out of him in the first round.
Yeah, cool. This goes 25 minutes, dude.
No shot. He gets back up from this?
He doesn't get knocked out, bro. Like, Tyron Woodley, like, it's like he freezes up, dude. He's one of the greatest. That was the thing. Going into the Woodley fight, when Usman had to fight Woodley, everybody was saying that Woodley's the greatest welterweight of all time. And then Usman came out and just beat him up. And from that moment on, he's lost every single round since the minute he walked into the cage to fight Kamaru Usman. He didn't win a single round. Still hasn't won one. He's been in two or three fights since then, hasn't won a single round.
If I was Woodley, I would
retire. Woodley's also a rapper.
I'd want a little bit of revenge there. And if I lost, I'd probably go sit down for a week, or, you know, a month or two.
You gotta earn. He took a lot of time off, buddy. You gotta earn your title shot. So you're not getting a title shot off a loss unless you're like Connor.
And you know what? Speaking of Connor, very humbling of him on his last L.
Not anymore. You heard?
He's talking shit again?
He's no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's what he said. Then he bought a fucking rocked out Rolex. Like, I'm talking, this thing could break your arm. It's so heavy.
I'll never understand the need.
Dude, he got $100 million in the bank.
All right, but like,
that's the fucking need, bro. What do you mean?
He doesn't have to do anything anymore with that kind of money.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's fighting because he wants the challenge.
All right, so for the little people like us, say you won $500 million, right? That would take home. All right.
After taxes.
After taxes.
What would you buy?
I'd pay off my debt first. Mm-hmm. I think I'd give every one of my close family and friends $1 million. With the stipulation that they had to invest half of it.
Look, Tom Woodley getting beat up. Bleeding. He's bleeding. And they just let him fight, too. They don't even care about Woodley anymore. Like that.
So, yeah. So, I'd give everybody $1 million. It still leaves me a decent amount. But they'd have to invest half of it.
Okay. You're just a control freak, but whatever.
No, I feel like...
You're a control freak. I get it.
I know a lot of people
control
who are dumb
freak.
And would take $1 million and then be gone in 2 seconds. You know, invest half of it.
You just gave away several $1 million. I imagine it's the double digits that you'd be giving away. I imagine it's more than 10 people.
It's
so,
probably 50.
Okay.
But still left $450 million, right?
Okay. So here's the first problem. I asked you what you would do with $500 million, and the second thing you said was I'd burn $50 million. That's No, the reason's good. The reason's right. Good. But this is a precedence for bad behavior. The first thing you should have said was, I'm going to take $1 million for each person that I love, and I'm going to invest it. That's what you should have fucking said, because then at least that money's making money and you don't need to trust them with shit. Fuck their debt and fuck all their other problems
Very
if
true.
They've got $1 million making money for them.
Very true.
Very shortly, they'll have more money. I just watched a thing recently. It made me really think about how I'm spending. I spend so much fucking money.
Dude, COVID has been a blessing in disguise.
COVID fucking, yes, but
because
it also sucks.
When you work at home, you don't spend money. You realize how much you spend money out when you really don't need to. And then you're like, oh, well.
I don't get to work from home.
I'm not saying that. I meant like, you know, you're not going out to restaurants to eat. You know what I mean? On the regular. Like, I mean, yeah,
I wasn't before COVID.
Right, but you know what I mean, though? Like, you're not just going out to go out.
Yes,
I am. If you go out, you need to go out. I mean, getting away from the kids is a definite excuse.
That's what you want to talk about.
But there's no, like, senseless. Oof. Things that you're doing, you know, if you're going somewhere or doing something, it's usually for a reason. So
but the thing that I saw was like, basically, if you ask somebody, if you gave the average person a large sum of money and ask them what they would do with it, mm-hmm. Most of it would be gone instantly, and that's the problem. Like, as long as we're buying things that don't make us money, we aren't
right.
going to make money.
Right.
That's the thing. That's the number one rule. And now I'm like, okay, well, I know nothing about the stock market because
that
I was just...
That was going to be my next question.
Apocalypse Bunker. That's
You're
what
right.
I would buy. Apocalypse Bunker. Can't go wrong when it's self-sustained.
Do you see...
Apocalypse
do
Bunker.
You see what... Does everybody see...
I'm pessimist in this, man. It's beyond belief.
All right.
I like it.
Do you remember what
I
just said to you a few minutes ago? You got to get out there and attack. You're like, I'm going to hide under the ground.
Yes. Apocalypse Bunker.
I need to hide under the ground. See, yeah.
In
see,
a cave, maybe.
Yo, hold on. I wish we had some sort of video and we could put some shit on the screen or something.
You can't, like, try and cast on my TV? I don't want to see, like, videos of
No, I meant, like,
myself,
us
though.
Being on camera. So we could, like, throw stuff up on a screen to, like, you know.
Yeah, examples. About that. That can't happen.
Why not?
Because I don't know how to do all that shit.
Bro, we can figure it out.
Oh, yeah, you ready?
And Crunchy. This...
Yes.
You are Mole Man from Marvel Comics.
Oh, man, I am not that fat. My gut.
But Okay, you're not that fat.
It does not go to my knees.
Look, tell me his hands don't look like that.
He took out Maya. His hands look worse than that.
Why are you so mean to me?
Hey, man, it's not a look.
At least you look like a superhero.
Right? I'm a fucking hunchback of Notre Dame.
With a crooked
thumb? I would say disgruntled long gnome.
Thumbs up. My hitchhiker.
You're a disgruntled long gnome?
No, I said he's a disgruntled long gnome.
Yeah, we gotta talk about your beard.
It's gonna get fixed tomorrow.
It's like not enough up here and too much down here. You look like an Amish person.
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't worry.
I've got more on my head still.
Yeah. I don't know how. I've let my hair grow out for months. And
you wear hats most of your life?
Every day. That's but. It. My dad didn't, and he was bald at 18, too.
Yeah, but it's from your mother's side, which I don't understand how that works. Science. Boom.
Yeah.
I get it. Because my grandfather and my mother's father had the patch right here on top of
that. That's Damian Maya versus...
What garment do you have?
Watch. Watch what happens to Maya.
The sweep. Oh, no.
Bro, he's going to break his leg like a fucking chicken.
Watch what happens to Damian Maya.
He's gonna get knocked out, like most jiu-jitsu guys.
He's like most jiu-jitsu guys. They don't keep it on the ground, and they get hit really hard at the wrong time.
Only takes a couple.
But what happens? My theory is that when jiu-jitsu guys and wrestling guys get knocked out, it's because there's not enough blood at your brain, and it's all at your muscles because you're spending so much energy
grabbing them and holding them,
and this guy's just standing in front of you, bobbing. Just ready to pop you in the face.
He's literally just chilling right here.
Burns is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Right, but like
so he's Maya about to, he but Damian Damian Maya is like perceived as like the best Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guy outside of the Gracies.
Tell me he chokes him out. I didn't know the body could contort like that. To be honest, his head's facing one way, and his waist went like.
Watch.
180 degrees.
Watch. This is my favorite one, I think. I think this is the one. Oh, did you guys hear? Leon Edwards isn't fighting Chimaev in March. Instead, Edwards is calling out everybody. Yes, it is. This is the one.
Oh.
This is the one.
Purple belt.
Black belt. So Edwards isn't fighting Chimaev. Bink!
Blue belt.
31.
Right in the face.
Boom, bro. Boom, boom, boom. He just like fucking attacks him, dude.
White belt.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think that he's got it. I really don't. I don't think he's got it. Boop.
Boop.
Boop. Hit him on the butt with a left hook, baby.
Yeah.
And then not for nothing, Usman destroyed Covington.
No matter how much you want to prevent it, some people are just made with a glass jaw, and you can't do nothing about it.
Damian Maya has been hit by a lot of people.
Yes, he has.
You can't make it better, but it only gets worse. You know what I mean?
Conor McGregor and John Jones meet. Wow, they've never met? They both got rollies.
See, I don't know, man.
That's
10 grand to fill time.
That's dumb.
As he pulls his phone out of his ass?
They could have made a really good apocalypse bunker with the money they spent on
Wait, who's the greatest... of all time.
What?
Brady?
No.
Who? Who are you talking about? Connor's not the greatest of all time.
No, I didn't say that. I said, why would you spend like thousands of dollars on a Rolex?
Okay.
You're literally
just
going to pull your phone out of your ass. I get it. You're flexing.
No, it's not about flexing. This is what I was getting to.
I mean,
If you buy a Rolex new for $8,000, within 2 years, it's worth double that.
Absolutely.
It's an investment.
Actually, my buddy at work is a huge watch guy. And he showed me a Rolex for $8,000 and then went to his website that he showed me. And it was selling for almost double that already.
Yeah, that's my point. That's why.
But the thing is with that is that there's like a 3-year waiting list for some shit.
To get a new Rolex.
Right. So instead
so
of getting
gotta
a new
buy
Rolex,
a new
you can
buy
one.
It, buy it second hand.
Brand new.
For double. And then in 3-4 years, it'll be worth even more.
Right.
But you got to get the right one. Connor just bought one to match Tupac's, I believe. It's a 93 day date, I think, or something like that. It's a crazy Rolex. And it is, like, fucking rocked out, dude. I can't even, like, tell you It was just an insane fucking thing. And I love Rolexes. I personally love Rolexes.
Right.
I think they're great. I just don't have that kind of money.
I mean, so if I had Connor's money, I'd probably buy.
If I had Usman's money, I'd have a Rolex.
And I would never work because I'd be driving it.
If I had Connor's money, I'd buy Rolex.
If you won the lotto, would you still go to work?
Yeah.
I'd get bored. I'd have to go to work.
Hell no.
I would never go back. To be honest, I hate driving all day long and delivering.
Why wouldn't you go back?
Why would you guys go fucking back?
I love my
you
job.
You work for money.
You're right.
No,
you
I don't.
You have lots
Wrong.
Of money.
Wrong.
You guys are dumb. I work for money. I hate what I do.
Yeah, I work because I love what I do. And you know that I make double what you make?
Yeah, it must supposed to be nice. Yeah.
I also drive 160 miles a day to go to work.
Yeah.
You should take the train.
No, COVID.
Get the vaccine.
Do I look, huh?
You're essential.
No, I'm not. I'm actually a super spreader. What are you talking about, bro? Construction workers got mad positive tests. What are you talking about, dude? We're getting job sites shut down every other fucking day.
Come hang out.
Fuck you, asshole. It's been a few weeks.
My boss literally told me that if I catch COVID from someone else and they can't legally answer and say, yes, we've been 6 feet apart from each other and or had masks on the entire time we were closer than 6 feet, everyone in the department has to stay home for 2 weeks. So, I have to be so careful now. It's crazy.
Paid 2 weeks?
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
If there's no money being made.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
You gotta take your own time.
No.
All right. If I call someone else to get it,
Listen to me.
Yeah.
You are capable of applying for unemployment for those 2 weeks. On top of that, there is actually a program where I think your company is mandated to pay you for 10 days, depending on the worker that you are. And I think that you fall under that clause being I don't think it's just a full-time thing, but I think it's one of those things. Well, guys, we didn't cover anything about anything else. So I need to do this Corey Sandhagen thing because y'all motherfuckers need to see this fight. And then I'm hungry again.
Me too. I'm gonna go.
Can we go get Happy Meals?
Lots of stuff.
I don't eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't eat fast food.
All right,
I'll buy your Happy Meal.
I feel so. Oh, that I can't bring him to the fucking window to get a Happy Meal. All right. So the nerd in me wants to get a Happy Meal because they have packs of Pokemon cards in them.
What?
The adult in me doesn't want to.
Okay. You ready? You guys ready? Corey Sandhagen versus.
Versus
Corey Edgar.
Okay. You're an idiot. You're an
Corey Edgar versus Corey Sandhagen. My bad. My bad, guys. I'm an idiot. And I'm the sober one. So think about how these two are dealing with life right now.
Well,
all right, we got to do this real fast.
No, that was real fast.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Wait, what? I remember this.
Yeah, ready?
Pop,
pop. Yeah, because he played him. He knew where he was going to go. Bink.
Caught him in the face with a knee.
Yeah. Not as quick as Masvidal, but I think that was meaner. Because you
Meaner?
I think that was meaner. Yeah. Where's my belt, bitch? Where's my belt? You got to fight Jan or whoever the fuck you got to fight, but you got to fight somebody, dude.
I'd really get my ass kicked for 5 rounds and to go down like that in the first 10 seconds.
30 seconds. That took 30 seconds to do. But he knew. He knew that Edgar was going to come with the overhand right and step left for it. So, this is what happens when you have
the shorts up, too.
When you have the most fight time, when you have the most time recorded in the cage, that's what happens. Those are the types of things that happens. And on that note, guys, you don't want to be in the fight game for too long, and make sure you take a shower every day. Good night.
Yay!